KPCR-LP, 92.9 FM, Los Gatos. KMRT-LP, 101.9 FM, Santa Cruz. KVBE-LP, 91.1 FM, Portland. Yes, that Portland. And online at kpcr.org. KPCR thanks the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk for supporting the Signal Society. Members save up to $30 on ride wristbands when purchased online. You can join at kpcr.org/join. Pirate Cat Radio, KPCR 92.9 FM and KMRT 101.9 FM aren't just music stations. They're lifelines. When wildfires break out or storms move in, our emergency alert system delivers real-time updates that keep you and your family safe. But here's the truth. Without federal support, community stations like ours can't afford the equipment needed to keep emergency alerts on the air. No alerts mean slower information, more confusion, and higher risk when every second counts. Help keep emergency broadcasting alive. Donate now at donate.kpcr.org. Good afternoon. David James sitting in with you on a interview segment. You might be familiar with my show on Sunday nights, but today I'm in an interviewer role. And in the studio this afternoon, I have three highly distinguished guests. I have Rebecca and Laura, who are representing the Santa Clara County Democratic Party national team. And also in the studio with me today is Kylie, who is a campaign manager for Measure A here in Santa Clara County. So this hour-long broadcast will be specific to those issues. Measure A and the upcoming Proposition 50, which is the subject of a special election. So let's see. Let's start with the Proposition 50 issue. What is Proposition 50 in simple terms?
Oh, sure. It's the Election Rigging Response Act, or we might say the Redistricting Act. It's a direct counter to President Trump and Republicans' power grab, where they've created five extra House seats in Texas and also in Missouri, and we fear in other states. So what we're trying to do is ask California voters to approve emergency maps to redistrict. This will be temporary until the 2030 census. Well, we'll go back to our independent commission process. It's written in the law that this is temporary. And we're asking the voters to approve the process because that is in California, unlike in Texas and other states. California voters have to approve any redistricting processes. So we'd like the voters to vote yes so we can implement these district changes temporarily. This is really the only chance Democrats will have a fair shot at taking back the House if we add these changes. We anticipate we will have five more districts in California that will likely be democratically elected seats if we make this change. There's a broad coalition supporting this effort. It includes Governor Gavin Newsom's team, the California Democratic Party, the California Labor Federation, the California Teachers Association, and other organizations. And we're all trying to support this to counter what's happening with the administration.
I see. Thank you very much. There is a issue to the effect. Why are House seats in 2026 so critical? Yeah, that seems to be the key.
It's sort of blatantly obvious over this last year, all the atrocities that are going on unchecked. And if the Democrats can win the House in 2026, first of all, they would have to listen to Democratic voices and moderate legislation that gets passed. It would allow investigation if there's criminal activity.
And it's also very important that the Democrats stand up and show that they're listening and they're paying attention, and what is going on is unacceptable, and it's a great way for the American people to speak.
Thank you very much. See if there's other points here. Yeah. What are supporters and opponents saying about Proposition 50?
Well, supporters are thrilled to be able to have a chance to try to counter what's happening. Oftentimes, California's elections aren't as impactful to what happens in the country. We're very, we're not a swing state, for instance. But in this case, this is critical in order to try to get the House leadership back in Democratic control. So they're very eager to support it. Opponents, we find some people are just confused because there's a lot of no on A advertising that's quite misleading. So we want to be clear that President Obama, Governor Newsom, the California Democratic Party are all a strong yes on A. If we want to make sure we follow the Constitution and abide by our laws, we feel that Democratic House control is best for Americans. And the other concern is, of course, gerrymandering. We absolutely believe an independent commission should define our congressional districts. Prop 50 even calls that out in the legislation. We would like the entire nation to do this process like California has done for many years. But we do need to change our process because it's an emergency. This will be temporary. And as I said, the law specifically says we have to go back to independent commissions as soon as the 2030 census data is available. The redistricting process is typically every 10 years. The census happens. We use that population data to create our congressional district lines. And so this mid-decade redistricting is not supposed to be the process. It must be that President Trump and Republicans don't think they'll win the House if they leave the lines the way they are right now, and they're trying to add district House seats for Republicans. So we're needing to counter it. It's not ideal. It's not something we would like to do, but we think it's necessary, and we absolutely believe in independent redistricting, but we ask Democrats and other voters to vote yes on Prop 50 and allow this temporary change to our process in California.
Thank you. And isn't it true that Proposition 13 is a direct response to the gerrymandering in, was it state of Texas?
Proposition 50, yes, it's 50, a direct response to what happened in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
We're trying to counter the fact that the Texas legislature, without asking their citizens of in Texas, they added 5 Republican House seats, Missouri yeah. added 1, and there's other states trying to add additional Republican House seats. So we are doing this only because we need to counter that the change to the district lines that yeah. shouldn't really be happening until the next census,
no.
which is in 2030.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually written into legislation that the bill will not be enacted if the other states aren't changing as well. It is directly in response
I see.
To what they're doing in Texas.
Thank you. Let's see.
I do actually want to mention one thing that's really good to know is there's a group Common Cause that's gone to the Supreme Court to try to get independent redistricting as a national policy, and they have rated the California process for Proposition 50 as following a fair redistricting process. Texas has not. They have this criteria to make sure that it's all these 6 criteria, that it's proportional, that it doesn't impact racial equity, that public participation is allowed through ballot initiatives like we're doing. You have to state that you still believe in voting rights and independent redistricting, and it has to be time limited, which ours is. This is temporary until the 2030 census. None of this is applicable to what happened in Texas and Missouri and what other Republican efforts are. So Common Cause was an independent organization, has said that the California process is following a fair process.
Good. Thank you. Good discussion. Let's see. Do you have concerns? Let's see, the line item is, what concerns are you hearing from voters in your community? Any concerns about this?
Well, as we said, just the concern about whether you is yes or no the correct answer if they want to support the Democratic House control, trying to get the House back, and the answer is yes on 50, even though some of the no on 50 advertising misleading. And there was that, as I mentioned, the concern about gerrymandering. And we are trying to follow, like I said, Common Cause's recommendations on how to do a fair redistricting. We're going to the voters. You can actually see the maps in the election information booklet that was handed out. This is all done and there for the voters to look at to see what the current maps are, what the new maps will be.
Yeah.
We're trying to be very forthcoming in the information, and the voters have to approve this. That's our process.
Yeah.
And we're asking them to vote yes on 50.
It's really a matter of education. We're finding that we're getting very high support once we can explain the bill to people. But it is, as Laura said, it can be very confusing. You're getting the same flyer in the mail. It says, you know, make elections fair. One says yes, one says no. And yes is clearly the one that's being endorsed by Newsom and Obama and the Nurses Association and the Teachers Association.
Yes.
And it is the right answer.
May I ask, is there like historical precedent for this event? I mean, in our state, out of the blue, this strange situation occurs in Texas, and then there's a counter or a response by the governor. Has anything like this ever happened? I think it's new terrain, isn't it?
I think it's new terrain, and I can think that you could say 2025 is new terrain,
yes.
Beginning to end. With the daily and now multiple daily atrocities that we're seeing.
Yes.
Ed, this is unprecedented what they did in Texas, so we're having to respond.
I've never seen anything like it. And as you mentioned a moment ago, you know, we're getting things in the mail, like you vote one way or the other, and they both are arguing these points that might not always be clear to the uninitiated. So.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Shall we move on to our next speaker? Kylie is the campaign manager for Measure A here in Santa Clara County, and we'll speak to this issue. Let's see if I can pull up my notes on this. Let me see. Yeah. Well, here's a good one, just from my notes here. Do you see any shared themes between Proposition 50 and Measure A?
Yeah, I think that, you know, they are separate things on the ballot, and people are going to make separate votes about them. But the connector is that Donald Trump is attacking California. He's attacking the country and ourselves. And both Prop 50 and Measure A are responses to him. So what Measure A is a temporary 5/8 cent sales tax that's on the ballot this November. And it is a response to H.R. 1, which you will hear referred to as the Big Beautiful Bill. I call it the Big Ugly Bill. And the county, when this came through in July, acted as quickly as possible and tried to figure out what do these cuts mean for Santa Clara County? What does this actually look like for us? And what the county found is that it's about $1 billion in cuts every single year, almost exclusively to our healthcare system.
Wow.
And so with a gushing wound of this size, there are very, very few options for how to fill it. So Measure A would generate $330 million each year, which if you're doing the math, only fills a third of the hole. But without it, we're looking at a really bad situation. We're looking at hospital closures, ER closures, ambulances taking longer to get to anyone. And, you know, later I'll talk about some of the ways why this really matters to everybody, no matter what their health insurance is.
Thank you.
But yeah, Measure A would help fill that gap.
We'll do a short station break, and
awesome.
We'll return to the issue. Thank
Sounds
you
good.
Very much. You're on Pirate Cat Radio, KPCR, LP. Thanks for listening. Federal funding for community radio is under threat again. Donald Trump has renewed calls to eliminate support for public media. That puts non-commercial stations like Pirate Cat Radio KPCR 92.9 FM and KMRT 101.9 FM at risk. Without it, fewer voices will be heard and more stations will go dark. Help keep local radio alive. Go to kpcr.org/join and make your contribution today. One more announcement before we proceed. Fresh Lifelines for Youth is a youth justice organization disrupting the pipeline to prison and changing the juvenile justice system. FLY serves more than 2,000 youth ages 11 to 25 throughout the Bay Area each year and offers programs in four Bay Area counties and in San Francisco. Its programs connect young people with positive mentors and role models, promotes their understanding of the law and their rights, and supports them to become leaders among their peers in their communities. FLY is located at 1400 Park Moore Avenue in San Jose. Telephone 408-263-2630 or visit flyprogram.org. David James sitting in with you on this interview segment. We are continuing with Ms. Kiley, who is the campaign manager for Measure A here in Santa Clara County. And let's see if there's any other points I could target here. How might this measure affect people with private insurance is one of the issues.
Yeah, I think that's a really good and a really important question. I wasn't personally aware of the ways that I was relying on the county's healthcare system until I got more involved with Measure A and started learning about the cuts that the county is facing. So for anyone, if they have a traumatic accident, for example, a car accident or a traumatic brain injury, even if someone has a heart attack, they're going to be taken to the nearest trauma center, and the county operates two of those three facilities in Santa Clara County. So for all of us, we're relying on that system to take care of us. I actually know someone who recently had a heart attack, and he has Kaiser insurance. He and his wife were fully expecting to be taken to Kaiser, and they were taken to O'Connor Hospital because it was 30 or 45 seconds closer. And the doctors told him, and this is a completely true story, happened 3 weeks ago. The doctors told him that if it had taken 45 more seconds to get somewhere, that he probably would not have made it. And he stayed at O'Connor for a week until he was stable enough to go to Kaiser.
Wow.
So you really see all of this with, you know, people with whatever insurance they have, whether they're uninsured on Medi-Cal or of private insurance, that these county facilities are places that we all rely on and need. And, you know, imagine if O'Connor was closed because we didn't have the funding to support it. He would have had to go further. The ambulance might have taken longer to come as well, and he might not have made it. So that's one big way. And then the other thing is that the healthcare system is an ecosystem. And so we all are relying on the county to be taking a lot of those uninsured patients and people on Medi-Cal, and that eases the burden on the rest of the system. So if you see some clinics close or some ERs close, wait times go up everywhere else. Ambulances take longer everywhere else, and it really does ripple through the entire county.
Wow. Thanks for sharing this, Kylie.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Let's see. Any other points here? This seems spot on. How long would this measure last?
Yeah, so this measure would only be in place for 5 years. It's a 5/8 cent sales tax for 5 years because it's just to get us through these times. We're being very clear this is just a response to what's happening, and this isn't how we want to continue funding our healthcare system, but right now it is our only option for how to fund our healthcare system. And I'll also add, I think 5/8 of a cent is kind of confusing to hear, and what it means is that you would spend an extra 6 cents for every $10. So it's quite a small amount, and that also excludes five areas: childcare, healthcare, rent, groceries, and then there's one more. And so it excludes the kind of five major life expenses. So costs outside of there are what would be taxed under Measure A.
So it's sales tax.
Yeah.
And it sounds negligible, right? It's
I do think most of us wouldn't notice that amount on a purchase.
Yeah.
And I do fully believe that most of us would notice if our healthcare system got worse or if hospitals closed.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. This is interesting. One of the questions in my notes is something along these lines. If both measures were to fail, what's the likely impact locally
statewide? I think we can talk about each separately for what failure would look like. We obviously are encouraging voters to vote yes on both. If Measure A failed, we're looking at hospitals closing and at the entire healthcare system getting worse. So some people, it's life or death. And for everyone, I do think that it is seeing a depletion in healthcare. And then I think, you know, our speakers will speak to what happens if Prop 50 passes. I think one thing that would happen if Prop 50 failed is we would need more Measure A's, right? Measure A is a result of what those in power in Congress have been able to do when they're trying to rig the election to keep that power. And as long as that is the case, we're going to keep having cuts like this coming through and needing these solutions that, you know, really we shouldn't be needing.
Thank you. Lady, what's your response?
Yeah, as Kylie was saying, if we don't pass Prop 50, it will be that will give us the equivalent number of House seats that we're Democrats are losing because of Texas's redistricting. We're very, very unlikely to win the House, and without the House, this is the normal checks and balances that we have in the system. And we would continue likely with a majority Republican Senate, House, Republican presidency, Republican dominated Supreme Court. So this is our only chance of being able to stand up and actually slow down the process of, you know, the bill that went through directly affected and caused Measure A. And that was supported by Republicans. If we have a Democratic House, a bill like that cannot go through again that cuts all these healthcare costs for everyone. I mean, that cuts healthcare availability for so many people nationwide.
Wow.
And we're seeing it through Obamacare subsidies that are being cut right now. And then in the long term, and this is something a lot of people don't understand, those Medicaid and Medicare cuts, they're coming after the midterms. When they passed the big ugly bill, they made it so that those cuts come in after the 2026 midterms. So people are going to be going to the polls in 2026, unaware that just in a couple months after that vote, their own health care is going to be cut completely. And, you know, that's the trickster methodology that they're using. So passing Prop 50 would give us a fighting chance at winning the House.
It seems very much like the good fight, you know, at this point. This is highly instructive. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's see. What else might we say? Do you have anything to add, Kylie?
You know, one thing I'll say is I've been feeling pretty powerless lately. I think a lot of us have, and it's a horrible feeling to feel kind of like you're at the whim of what those in Washington, D.C. are doing and just kind of being tossed around without, you know, much agency. And to me, Measure A and Prop 50 are some agency that we have. We all have the ability to go to the polls and to vote yes on A and yes on 50. And that is one small thing that we can do for all of us who are wanting to be able to take action and to at least take some of our fate into our own hands.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention, in order to vote in this special election, just to remind everybody that the ballots were mailed on Monday. Everyone should be getting them this week. We urge everyone to actually get that ballot right back in the mail. Vote yes on A and 50. Just remember to sign your ballot envelope with a signature similar to how you signed your driver's license or your voter registration form. And there's a little tiny small spot on the envelope for date. You should date the date you're signing it with the format of month, you know, 2 digits for the month, 2 digits for the date, day, and then 4 digits for the year. So for today, it would be 10/09/2025. Of course, when you're using your ballot, when you're marking your ballot, use blue or black ink so that it can be read by the scanners. If you'd like to vote in person, please check your ballot came with information on your closest vote centers. But check that because it is a special election. Here in Los Gatos, we would go to Saratoga. There's a location at Community Center in Campbell, And also, I'll have to look up where in Saratoga, but there isn't actually a vote center in Los Gatos. We do have drop boxes, though, and that's also perfectly fine. But if you're mailing your ballot, we'd love for you to get that in the mail right away so we don't have any issues. There was a recent change by the federal USPS that says if you're in a rural area and you're a really long distance away from a central mail processing center, they're claiming they won't guarantee a ballot that is postmarked on the 4th, which is Election Day, will be counted if it doesn't get to that central processing center.
November 4th.
November 4th. Sorry, did I say the wrong date? Sorry, November 4th.
You just said 4th.
Oh, okay. So please don't. It's always great to get that ballot in the mail. If you're really far out in a rural area, maybe mail it by the 31st. If you live here in Los Gatos or Santa Cruz counties, you're fine. But again, don't put it in the mailbox the morning of the 4th if your mail has already been picked up either, right? So let's be careful. We really need a high turnout for people to for this measure to pass, and we would love everyone to vote.
I like to say in these special elections, voter turnout is generally lower, and so your vote is actually much, much more powerful than it normally is. And you've seen recently in this valley we've had elections that have come down to a one-vote difference. Mm-hmm. As to who wins the election. So every vote counts. Every person can have a really big voice in this because there'll be a smaller number of people. I have a segue. If beyond voting, there's lots of other things you can be doing if you're so interested, and we like to make this pitch. I'll do it quickly. There's phone banking. You can just search online at mobilize.us, and there's an infinite number of phone banking and canvassing opportunities for both of these, Prop 50 and Measure A. There's people who are writing postcards. You know, try and get your hands on a yard sign. There's some available at the Santa Clara County Democratic Party office. Something that everybody can do is tell five friends. And like I was saying, it's a lot of it is about education. Just explain it to five friends and ask them to explain it to five friends. This will make a big difference, especially in a special election when the voter turnout is lower. That's very impactful. Finally, there are lots of local groups that you can join. We always like to pitch for Together We Will, Swing Left Santa Cruz, Swing Left South Bay. There's Indivisible, Soul Sun, San Jose. There are all kinds of groups. And you can join these groups, and you don't have to dedicate your life. You know, you can do something maybe once a week or once a month, but every little bit counts.
Excellent.
One other resource, thank which you. Is really great, is if you go to kdem.org/action, that'll list all of the California Democratic Party canvases and phone banks happening across the state. And locally, also, if you go to sccdp.org, that's our Santa Clara County Democratic Party, they'll be talking about local Measure A canvases as well as Prop 50 canvases. So those are good two great websites.
Yeah, folks can learn more about Measure A at saveourlocalhospitals.com. And if people have questions or are wanting to get really involved directly, you're welcome to email me at Kylie, K-Y-L-I-E, at saveourlocalhospitals.com. Or you can sign up on our website. Much like with Prop 50, we have lots of ways to get involved. We're doing phone banking Monday through Thursday. We're out knocking on doors canvassing almost every single day in almost every single city. So if, you know, you have a specific place you want to knock, I would think we're probably knocking there. And we really do need all the help we can get. Like they were saying, this is a special election. People aren't even aware that there's an election for some of the folks here. So we're trying to raise awareness. We're trying to get out the vote. And while every vote counts, you can also make it even more impactful by getting involved and volunteering.
Marvelous.
I always like to say, if you've got the nurses riled up, I mean, everybody loves the nurses. Everybody knows the nurses are really people who care and want to help. And, you know, I've seen many, many signs, posters, canvases where they're helping with Measure A. And our phone bank that we run every Sunday, 3 to 5, we have a group of about 30 to 50 nurses that come every Sunday, and they make calls for Prop 50 because these things are impacting healthcare, and they live it every day. They see people's pain.
Thank you. There you have it, folks. An impressive amount of information has been shared with us in real time. Thank you. Extremely effective, maybe even transformative. Our guests have shared a lot of useful information with us this afternoon. Ladies, do you have anything else to add to this discussion? I think it was very productive.
Vote on or before yes. November 4th. Last day to request a ballot is October 20th. Yep.
Thank you so much for having
us. Oh,
you're most welcome. It's an honor to have you here with us. We've been speaking with Rebecca and Laura, representatives of the Santa Clara County Democratic Party National Team, and also with Kylie, who is Santa Clara County's campaign manager for Measure A. And I, on behalf of the station, thank you all very much for sharing
you.
It
thank you.
With our audience. Pirate Cat Radio has your chance to see Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze live at Felton Music Hall in Felton on Monday, October 20th. We're giving away two pairs of tickets to our listeners. Enter now at kpcr.org/donate, and winners will be announced before the show. We now return to regularly scheduled programming. David James says thank you. I'll see you.